Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nathan was right to say that Deshaun cannot do what Deshaun did in that moment. And I hate that that was like the last play we saw from Deshaun before they decided to go ahead and punt the ball. And then, you know, everything happened from there. I do hate that that was the last play because it was not even close. It's his worst play of the ball game. And it was his one callback to 2 weeks ago or to the previous Sunday where he had like 18 of those kind of plays. I hate that that's the last one because I do think we're all victims of recency bias. The thing that we saw tends to be the thing that we allow to define our view on something. The last thing we saw, that is. So Deshaun made what can only be described as a gigantic knuckleheaded decision in that moment. At the same time, why are we rolling Deshaun out to his non-throwing shoulder side? If Deshaun is already having trouble throwing when he's not throwing across his body, why are we then putting him in that position on 3rd and 6 with a chance to ice the game? I guess that'd be a question. So, because I've heard people defend the call of rollout. Well, everybody runs these plays. Yeah, but time, down, distance, context matters. So I don't know why you rolled him out to his non-throwing side, because that meant whatever he did was going to have to be throwing against his body. I understand the idea that Deshaun shouldn't have to be told, hey, the worst thing you can do here is get an incompletion because it's going to give them probably 40 seconds, 50 seconds more time. At the same point, why is that the aggressive call? Like, it's wild. Like, I threw out a tweet at halftime, right after they decided to kick the field goal rather than go for it on 4th and 3. And sometimes with Kevin, I do think like he picks like weird, mystifying ways and when to be aggressive and when to be conservative. And I thought, given the fact that you had the ball coming back after halftime, and there was no chance. Even if you had went for 4th and 3, you didn't convert it. Jacksonville had no momentum on offense. There was such little time left that there was no way in hell they were actually going to be able to put any points on there. I thought that 4th and 3 call at the end of the first half was the perfect opportunity to try and press your foot down on their neck and see if you could finish off Jacksonville. So that, to me, felt like a small in the pantheon of the big battle for the game, I thought that was a small missed opportunity. I kind of felt like the rollout decision, as bad of a decision it was from Deshaun, I don't think it absolves Kevin of on 3rd and 6, where you know that you're already 2 of 14 on 3rd down. So while you'd love to get the conversion there, and while it makes sense to be aggressive in that setting, I don't know that's the play to be aggressive with. That basically is a runner pass situation when running should be the only thing you want to do there. So you're not going to go with a design run for Deshaun. That's obvious. I'd rather you get stuffed at the line on 3rd and 6 for Deontay Foreman or Jerome Ford. And here's the other thing that we haven't talked about with that. You already did a little oopsie daisy on the outside on a 4th down play, 3rd or 4th down play from Jerome Ford in the first half, where they were expecting a run up the middle and Jerome went off the outside for like 20 yards. So they already kind of were looking for that. They've seen that you were going to do a little okie doke there previously. I don't think you fooled anyone. And in that moment, why are you trying to fool anyone? Your defense has kicked the holy crap out of Jacksonville for most of that game. They were coming off the safety the previous drive. Just try and run the ball. I think that's an instance where, like, again, in the first half, Kevin was a little too conservative in a moment that I think maybe takes the pressure off you if you put another seven on the board, or at least get that fourth and three inside a minute to go. And then with a game on the line, instead of just taking the simple, you know what, let's give them 35 seconds. Their offense got stymied the last drive. Let's trust the defense. You try and win the game and ice it all at once. That doesn't mean Deshaun's decision was any less dumb. I'm really not saying that. It was the worst decision Deshaun made all game. It was also a confounding decision by Kevin, who I thought choked up a little bit in the second half and was more conservative at almost every other facet of calls. 216-474-0092. None of this is to hammer Kevin Stefanski, but I feel like Deshaun's taking the brunt of criticism for that play when I got to say, you got to know, you've still got a quarterback. You've got a work in progress with his confidence. That specific play, there was always going to be the opportunity if somebody was coming off that left side to put Deshaun in a make or break situation that might press him to do something foolish, like try and throw the ball instead of just lay down and take the sack. 216-474-0092. But we are giving out credit today. But like I said, not Kevin's worst game, not Kevin's best game. Let's go with Jeremy. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate everything you're doing, and I agree with your take on almost all of this stuff. But as I'm a near 50-year-old lifelong Browns fan, and for me, I was looking for a heart and I was looking for a win in both those orders. I spent the whole week hating on Deshaun like nobody's business, and I'm also just a huge "I wish Flacco was still here" kind of guy. However, I can tell you that when that first drive, watching him punch it into the end zone, if for the first time it felt like I saw heart with this guy. And desire to show the fans something. I just felt like that drive was for the fans. And so between that and getting the win, I'm at zero. Let's see what happens next week. I'm good. Like, I'm good right this second. And on top of your analysis that I also agree with as well. But I saw a heart and I saw a win. And that's good for me right now.
Jeremy, appreciate it. I really like that. I think that's where most of us are, right? Like, yes, we would have loved to got a 30-0 win. You'll take that. It felt like that's where you were on pace for. There are a few reasons why it didn't. I don't think Deshaun is even the top three reasons why that game got close again. I think the drops were a big issue. I think Trevor finally got enough. Trevor Lawrence said is finally got enough time on the field to start seeing the field and make some plays quickly. So good adjustments there. And also, I think it tightened up a little bit. Until the 3rd and 6 play. Let's go with Thomas. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, Nick. How you doing today?
Doing well, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, nice hearing from you, too. I just want to say that game actually got me really hyped because I thought the Jaguars, I mean, looking ahead, but, like, not looking too far ahead. You know, our next couple of opponents are fairly easy, so this is a great chance to build some confidence. I thought that game was a very gritty, gutty win at the beginning of the season. You know, the first 4 weeks of football in the NFL is always sloppy. And, you know, you really just want to come out of the first 4 weeks with a good record. And the Browns have a really good chance of doing that. I thought Jerry Jeudy looked good yesterday. I thought Deshaun Watson played his heart out yesterday. I think if it wasn't for a couple of flags here and there, we would have won by more. But, I just think it was a good win. It was a very solid win early in the season. I have nothing to complain about. Let's just get better.
Thomas, appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, God, 13 flags. And not just that. Those last three flags that took you from what was it, 1st and 10 to 3rd and unmentionable? I was... Guys, I'll be honest, if they had lost that game, I wasn't coming in here to gripe about Deshaun. I probably wasn't even going to gripe about the defense. It was going to be, you are a professional football organization. Please act like it and stop doing dumb stuff like that.